This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Just the other day, I asked this question. When will Mitch McConnell leave the Senate? Now, I ask it because I don't think Mitch McConnell is very effective. I also ask it because, like Joe Biden, Mitch McConnell is old. He's old and decrepit. His brain is beginning to malfunction, and we'll talk about that here in just a bit. But then I get the announcement that Mitch McConnell is finally calling it quits. And I said to myself, Kevin Jackson, you are so powerful. Why didn't you ask this question 4 years ago or whatever time? Remember, I just said the other day, I don't know if you were paying attention. If you didn't download my show, I don't want to call you a racist. But if the shoe fits, I said, I'd like to see Rand Paul become the Senate Majority Leader. I happen to know Senator Rand Paul. He's a pragmatist. He's a great guy. He's a guy that he's not going to give in. And he will use, he's a smart guy too. He's not dumb. Well, if he's smart, he's not dumb. You know what that is. But the point is, he knows how the game gets played. So he will utilize all the rules of the Senate. He'll filibuster. He'll do whatever it takes. And he will take no quarter for these Democrats. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to great news. We have wonderful news here. Mitch McConnell watched Joe Biden go, dur, 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 dur. By the way, if you have not seen the video of Donald Trump mocking Joe Biden getting off stage, oh my gosh. It is the funny. The dude's doing stand-up. And he's got him down. He's pointing over. It's absolutely worth the price of admission. I wish we posted it. I got to be at more events. I really do. I got to get out there more. I just don't have the budget. I wish I did, because everybody's like, Kevin, why don't you do Man on the Street? Why don't you do that? Because I don't have the budget. I don't have the budget. There are many things I can do. I am a talented guy. I would go into the heart, the belly of the beast, Harlem. You know, I would be Laura Loomer. I'm not as good as Laura. Laura knows what to do there. But in my element, I am as good. I would go into barbershops as black folks doing an ad hoc poll, guys. Quick media, if you want to be on, great, sign the release. But I'd ask them, what do you think? What do you think about Trump? What do you think about this? What do you think about Biden? I'd go to black barbershops. I'd go to black folks. I'd go to women. I'd say, what do you think about all this discussion about women? How do you think about Donald Trump? These are things that need to be discussed, polling issues. Black folks, who would you like to see as Trump's vice president? If you're for Trump, who would you like to see as his vice president? How would you like to get good feedback on that, where people go, you know what? I don't even care. If you ask me who I want for Trump's vice president, I'll tell you this. I really don't care. The only thing I can tell you I care about, I don't want a Mike Pence. I want somebody that's going to back that man up. Anyway, let me get back to McConnell. Leaving. What a miserable Republican leader this guy has been. Whether Republicans had a majority or a minority, McConnell acted like a lapdog for the Democrats. His reign of cuckold ends soon, folks. This is AP. McConnell, who turned 82 last week, was set to announce his decision Wednesday in the well of the Senate, a place where he looked in awe from its back benches in 1985 when he arrived, and where he grew increasingly comfortable in the front seat afforded the party leaders. And here's what he says. One of life's most underappreciated talents is to know when to move on to life's next chapter. Really? You're saying the dude's 82 years old. He's at least 15 years past his expiration date. And he wants to talk about, it's a good thing you finally realize when you need to move on. That's pretty good, McConnell, if I do say so myself. Yeah. He says, so I stand before you today to say that this will be my last term as Republican leader of the Senate. Good. Good, Mitch. Thank you. At 82 years old, what else is he expecting? He wasn't going to be president. I mean, what could he possibly want to get? What had he not done? It was like McCain. McCain was 145 in the Senate. He would not retire. And finally, I mean, the dude got cancer. He got cancer of the face. Little hands couldn't move. I mean, what? Boy. And then he marries what he supposedly was his trophy wife, Cindy McCain, which he was 20 years younger than he was. And that's his trophy wife. He's worth millions and millions of dollars. He's got houses all over creation. And he wants to spend his time in the Senate. They said Cindy was spending her time with her boyfriends. I don't know. Supposedly they had that kind of relationship. But whatever it was, I'm just saying, you would think that it'd be something better than saying, I want to go to the halls of Congress and sit, you know, in a Senate chamber. I don't know about y'all, but let me just put it to you this way. We're asking for 500 warriors to give us $20 a month. So let's say we get to that. We got 10 grand coming in a month. Brothers got to work, right? Because that's nothing. You're running an organization on $10,000 a month. You're bootstrapping it and you're kicking in. You're not taking a salary. You're just kicking in. You're making sure that you don't have to reach into your own pocket if you're lucky, okay? But I'm going to tell you this, and don't y'all tell anybody. If enough of y'all got me to say, I don't know, let's say $5 million a month. So let's say I had 200,000 people giving me $25 a month. All right. I guarantee you I'd be gone. I want to give you a number that would get rid of me. You know what? I ain't going to lie. I wouldn't be gone. But I would do things so differently because it would be, the format would be completely different. I wouldn't abandon you, but I would definitely have a whole different structure in place. Because at some point, you got to hang up the spurs. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and don't y'all tell anybody. I'm telling you secrets right now. I should only be talking to the Backstage Club right now. But I'm going to tell everybody. I'm not going to do this until I'm 82. Okay? I just want everybody to be clear. I will not be doing this until I'm 82. When it loses its luster, I shall be gone. Look, I don't know whether McConnell got pushed out. I don't really care. I'm just glad that he is out. Because we need new blood. And look, he's too old. If McConnell was all there, if he could go in front of a camera and not have a meltdown like I watched him do, I wouldn't want him anyway because he's a total rhino. But I would be like, okay, well, somebody, y'all got to fight him out. You got to pry him out there like he's a tick on a hound dog. But it is well past time for these guys to go. I say to them, good riddance. We got a lot more to talk about today, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm almost positive you did not see Joe Biden on Seth What's-His-Face's show. Seth Meyers, I think that's his name. Another one of the late-night comedic hacks that gets no audience. I mean, these guys are getting paid millions of dollars, and they don't get anybody. They get nobody. I'm shocked by it, to be honest with you. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Anyway, here's what they didn't tell you. They didn't tell you that they cherry-picked that segment to such a degree because Joe Biden couldn't answer the... I mean, what I saw was embarrassing because Joe Biden was asked about 2024 and he references to, well, you know, the election of 2020 and, you know, it's going to be... And he's like, oh, 2024. But, yeah, Mars just sits there and they just, oh, he's so cute and cuddly. And, you know, he's got dementia. It's, you know, it's grandpa. Shh, don't tell anybody. And they treat this guy, you would never look at Biden and think this is the president of the United States. You would think he's some some dork. But like, it would be like in the movie Rudy, right? He can't actually play for the team, but you put him in the game just for the symbolism. Yeah, that's kind of it. But they said, they literally had to cut stuff, they had to redo it. I can't imagine if a live audience actually watched him, which they, you know, they probably did, they've screened it, and just said, laugh when he says laugh. Listen to some of Joe Biden's ramblings during press conferences, and people would just laugh for no reason. You're like, he'll say, you know, back when I was a kid. And you're going, What are you laughing at? That's what they do. You go look at it. Don't believe me. Don't believe me. They laugh for no reason. They laugh at places you go, that's even the person doing a laugh track is like, is this dude demented as well? Is this guy like the dude that was doing sign language for Obama at the UN or some health conference and the dude had no idea what he was doing? I mean, even people that didn't know sign language went, that doesn't look like sign language. It's so funny to watch these clowns. Hey, let me say something about my laughing. So there, one of my buddies called me up. He said to me, he goes, Kevin, what did you think about Tucker's interview with Putin? And I said, you know, I really didn't watch it. I watched pieces of it because it was 2 hours and it was supposedly Putin talking. And it was translated. I don't like it. I don't like that kind of stuff. So I said, I watched Tucker ask certain things. I go, I don't think it was hard hitting enough, but you know, when you're in Russia and they can throw you in jail for anything, I get it. I get why you don't, maybe you don't press. So I said that, but then he said to me, he goes, what about his laughing? And I said this. I said, I didn't know he did. He goes, yeah. And he told me, he says, he asked Putin about such and such, and he laughed. And I thought, well, that would have been an inappropriate place to laugh. And my buddy goes, I thought so too. I said, yeah. So he goes, when you're interviewing, and I mean, this is a guy that loves Tucker. He goes, when you're interviewing a guy of that caliber, you can't laugh. I said, I can tell you this. Things tickle me quite often, and I laugh. I don't care what anybody thinks about it. But I can't imagine interviewing Putin and having Tucker chuckle. And he told me where he did it. I didn't see it. But he told me where he did it. I said, I wouldn't have found that funny at all. It would have been he goes, that's my only complaint. He goes, I think Tucker needs to be more serious. Now, I say that because I had a beef with, Mark Levin, who said, I don't deliver comedy. I think deliver comedy. You know, and I deliver comedy. I think we already know the seriousness of the issues we face. The only thing you can do is laugh at it. Let me tell you, the Biden family should be in prison. Joe Biden never should have been president. Nobody should be in prison for J6 except the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans and that J6 committee who put these people in prison. I could go on. COVID never should have gotten the traction that it got. People that gave all that money to these pharmaceutical companies should be in prison. That's the truth. That's the reality. But they're not. So unless you're going to laugh about it, what do you want me to do? I think it's ridiculous. You want me to get all sanctimonious and be like, or you want to have a little fun? That's my point. Now, am I serious about what we got to accomplish because that's hidden behind that? Absolutely. It's like Dave Chappelle humor. Dave Chappelle makes you think deeply about an issue by making you laugh about it. I want to go back to this, though. I want to talk about Joe Biden. Because like Mitch McConnell, Joe Biden, look, I was pleasantly surprised McConnell quit. I feel like it's as if Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, and a handful of other politicians have a bet. Whoever leaves last wins. And like in Trading Places, you remember the movie where the two Duke brothers made the bet on they could ruin the life of Winthorpe and give Valentine a good life. And it as a bet, nature versus nurture. And then when it all ends, they go, well, you won the bet. $1. I feel like that's where we are with all of this. Joe Biden decided he was going to go to Walter Reed. It was an unscheduled visit or whatever. It was a scheduled, unscheduled visit to hear them lie about it. And you know what Dr. Connor said? Dr. Kevin O'Connor? He said, well, Joe Biden's a picture of health. It's kind of like that dude on Fox who said, I tell you what, if I was 81 years old, I would love to have the physical and mental capabilities of Joe Biden. Everybody broke out laughing. I'm going to try not to laugh so people will take me seriously on my radio show. If I had the mental and physical acumen and physical ability of Joe Biden at 81, would one of you please just come up behind me and hit me in the head and make sure it kills me? I don't want to be anything like that guy. I already told you guys who my idol is. He was a 90-plus year old man golfing with me and playing, not from the tips, but from the white. In our case, it was the white. And the second tee box. And that old man hung with the young guys like nobody's business. And when he finally said to me, I said something like, man, you know, I don't know, I made a reference to his age. I said, yeah, you, what are you like? I forget. But I thought he was maybe early 80s. And he goes, son, he goes, I'm 92 years old. What? I mean, I get looks, you know, on my end on stuff, but I was like, you got to be kidding me. He's golfing with us. He goes, no, he goes, you're as young as you feel. He gave me all kinds of advice. Anyway, they released a statement that Joe Biden's physical was going to be on Wednesday, scheduled at 2:30. And let me, it's already happened, but I don't know if you've seen a report. I'm going to predict it for you. Joe Biden's the picture of health. Everybody should want to be like Joe Biden. Mentally and physically, he's all there. What's that clip we play? We'll play it coming back in. All the media is like, I don't understand why people are talking about Joe Biden. Joe Biden is an amazing guy. He looks younger than he is. I mean, what is he, 40? I mean, it was ridiculous how the media was fawning over this old fool. Why? Because we know the truth about it. Just like we know about McConnell. Freezing, saying all the wrong things, and embarrassment to the office of the presidency, and in McConnell's case, to the Senate.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. It's a big day at the U.S.-Mexico border. Our current president and the former both visiting Texas today.
Dual border visits today in Texas. President Biden scheduled to head to Brownsville, where there have been limited illegal crossings. Former President Trump heading to Eagle Pass, a hot spot, which has seen thousands and thousands of illegal crossings.
USA's Laura Winters. President Biden's physician is confirming his fitness for duty following a routine physical at Walter Reed Wednesday. The president did not undergo a cognitive test, the White House citing doctors' advice that it was unnecessary. Political polling shows many American voters expressed doubts about Biden's suitability for office due to his advanced age. And it's leap day, February 29th. We won't see another one for 4 years. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about Joe Biden's age, you probably don't know Joe Biden.
Biden is actually in good shape.
Right. Mentally, he's quite acute.
Any aide who engages with him or reporters, we can see this. The gears of his mind are working.
The right-wing media has so fixated on Biden and Biden purportedly having cognitive issues.
It's not just making an issue of Biden's age. It's lying. It's saying he's senile, saying he's demented, saying he's out of it.
Russian television has been filled with speculation about President Biden's age, about his mental state of mind.
That's an issue pushed by right-wing media, but it's not correct.
Yeah, Republicans on the other side have spent 4 years almost kind of weaponizing Biden's age against him. Trump is not that much younger than him.
Biden is just a couple of years older than Donald Trump.
Why so much attention on Biden's age? Trump isn't much younger.
This whole vein is really, really unseemly. I mean, ageism.
I'm going to say quite bluntly, there is some ageism going on here.
Yeah, I think there is some ageism going on.
Biden's personal physician wrote that he, quote, remains a healthy, vigorous 80-year-old male.
He is a healthy, vigorous 80-year-old male.
He had a good physical. His doctor says he's vigorous.
The reality is nothing like the dystopian picture that the Republicans are trying to paint of the senile, doddering president. And he's as sharp as a tack.
In case you're wondering why we're talking about Biden's age, it's because these people tell us he's healthy and he's vigorous. Biden visited Walter Reed as part of a strategy, an election strategy. He wanted a doctor to go, no, he's completely there. He's all there. We should all aspire to be as healthy as Joe Biden, mentally and physically, morally even. Who's weaponizing Biden's age? I'm not weaponizing anything. What I'm doing is I'm recognizing Biden's age the same way I've recognized my own. I told you guys the other day, I was going to the mailbox, and I decided I'd put a little jog on it, you know. And it's hard to believe this body, as I mentioned the other day, could run dang near 10 seconds flat in the 100-meter dash. Because I was like, it was like carrying an 800-pound arthritic gorilla in my body. It was like, what is happening to me? And I'm thinking, even at my age, and mentally you think, I still got it. Yes, because I'm pretty sexy. And I know it. You know, but look, we've all lost a step. We don't look as good as we used to. That's okay. We make, you know, we have to make our, I don't know, find our peace with that. It is what it is. You're not going to have that body you used to have. But, you know, we make it up in being conniving and smarter. But what cracks me up about all of this is the media wants to do two things. They want to convince you that Joe Biden is young and youthful, and he's, of course, he's, what do they call it? He's vigorous. He's full of vim and vigor. Be careful. You say vigor, get permission. He's full of vim and vigor, and he's running the country, and he's doing it well, and people are reporting how great things are going under Biden, et cetera, et cetera. And it's all a ruse. Meanwhile, the media wants you to believe that Donald Trump couldn't attract a voter if you tied a stake around his back, around his neck, and put him in front of a bunch of starving people. And if you believe the left, all those people showing up to Trump rallies, they're kicking the tires, they're looky-loos, or they don't even exist. Why are you going to believe your lying eyes? Okay, so what, you've seen videos of people lining the streets as Trump comes into a town, like Conway, South Carolina, and then standing room only at his events. Who are you? Fooling yourself. The man who has the most loyal voters I've ever seen. I'm talking about loyal. I happen to be one of them. Are you? Are you one of them? Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If you're one of my warriors, you're probably one of them. If you're considering becoming one of my $20 a month recurring warriors, one of my backstage club members, I bet you're a Trump warrior. And I bet you that you love the qualities in Trump that you like in me. Or maybe you even love those qualities in me. Doggedly loyal. Willing to own up to what I'm wrong about. Willing to look at something objectively, to argue or debate something, looking at the other side. I have no... Please, bring the other side to my program. You got somebody you want me to debate? You got a cousin? You got a nephew, a sister-in-law, whatever. You tell him, I dare you to get on the phone with Kevin Jackson, get on his radio show, and he will. I'll talk him through it. I'm happy to do it. I love it. I like watching people wake up and go, Kevin, I never thought of it that way. I've talked to some brilliant people that tell me, Kevin, you know what? Oh, let me tell you a quick story. So, one of my buddies is a Jewish guy, and he's a decent-sized donor to my nonprofit. He says, Kevin, I'd like to do more. I can't do much more, but I know somebody who might be able to. His name is Mike, and he ran a big institute that gives away lots of dollars to, groups like yours. And he goes, I know he's no longer CEO, but he's still very much associated, and I'd like you guys to have a conversation. So I talked to the gentleman. His name is Mike. I won't say his last name. And I told him, he says, Kevin, I'm not sure why we're supposed to talk, but I said, well, let me tell you how I met the person who introduced us, what he thinks of me. I know he's obviously told you some good things about me. And then we can figure out what it is that you do. I said, I don't have an agenda today in this conversation. So he goes, that'd be great. So we talked about it, and I said, here's what I can tell you about myself. I can synthesize stuff down to its essence faster than almost anybody you know. It's something that Justice Thomas said to me, also Roger Ailes. I don't care about politics. I care about right versus wrong. And in the cases, even when I'm wrong, I'm willing to admit it. And I said, and let me give you a couple of examples. And of course, this is over. We talked for an hour. So is it appropriate during the conversation? I said, well, let me explain to you how I see that. And then I would tell him. And he told me something. He goes, well, I don't remember what it was, but it was something along the lines of, well, here's what I think. And I said, well, Mike, I disagree with you. And I said, and here's why. And I went on to explain it. And here's what he said right after that. He goes, Kevin, I now definitely know what this other gentleman sees in you. He goes, you have all, in this short conversation, you've blown my mind. Now, if I tell you this guy and what he's done in his life, it would freak you out that I can blow this guy's mind. He's like, you have blown my mind. You have made me rethink several issues that I thought I had a pretty firm stance on. And I would tell him every time, I say, look, I'm not trying to force you into any way of thought, but I do want to give you another perspective. And he was just like, whoa. Because one of them, he goes, I'll be honest with you. I don't know what to do with this problem, but here's what I think. And I let him play it out. And then I said, well, sorry to tell you, you're wrong. And I went on to explain it, and I gave him enough, and he was just like, whoa, mind blown. So he goes, look, I don't have the position with this group that I had before. And he goes, but I know two people who I can take you to, billionaires. He goes, I'm going to tell you right now, Kevin, I don't know what their appetite is for this, but I definitely want to introduce them to you because you have made such an impact. I will do you that favor. I'm telling you what he told me. That's what you want to do. That's the legacy. And my buddy called me up and goes, hey, I knew you'd blow him away. And I go, well, I appreciate you introducing me. And as I said to that gentleman, I don't know what's going to come of your recommendations to these guys. That's not my job. I don't know who you listening to this radio show, who you know. You know, a lot of my friends, they know, oh, Kevin, one of my friends is a billionaire. Well, does he think like you? Does he behave like you? Does he want the same things you want? Then maybe that's the connection we need. I'm not going to do that for you. I hope you think about it in that way. Many of your friends that maybe are more well-heeled than you they're looking for a guy like me that'll put his butt on the line. And speaking of that, let's go back to Trump. Let's not make this all about me, okay? Trump got 93% of the voted for vote coming out of South Carolina. What do I mean voted for? People that said, I didn't vote against Nikki Haley. I didn't vote for whatever. I voted for him. 93% of the people that came out of that vote said, I voted for Trump. I would bet you that's a record. I don't think Reagan has said it. I don't even think Nixon, that it was said about Nixon, who was one of the most popular people on the planet in his day. Trump is probably setting records in the stickiness of the people to him. Simultaneously, the left described the MAGA part of the Republican Party, what I call the Trumplicans, as fringe. They act like we're just a small group. And I chuckle at that because Donald Trump, in this time around, has not gotten less than 50-something percent of the vote in every caucus, primary, you name it, and they call us a fringe group. Now that the competition's gone, he hardly gets under 70%. Well, that's a pretty good-sized fringe group, if you ask me. Hang in there, folks. We got a little bit more to talk about on this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Democrats so want to lump Donald Trump in as old with Biden. Every time they, well, Joe Biden's old, but he's only a couple of years older than Donald Trump. They add that so fast because that's the only thing they got. Because Trump doesn't act old. I want you to consider the numbers. I want you to consider this. When Donald Trump was running against the entire field, he would get anywhere from 53 to 56% of the vote. Crushing the field. Nobody getting above 20. 20, maybe 14 for Haley, you know, 6 or 8 for Ramaswamy, whatever. But theirs wouldn't add up to anywhere close to being 50%. Donald Trump is getting 53 to 56% with competitors. And this is with people attacking him. You know what I mean? It would be different if it was just a fair fight. But Trump is beating up everybody in an unfair fight. They got brass knuckles, and he's using bare fists. And he's still whooping them. The Kevin Jackson Network's what you're listening to. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. 844-551-8255. So Trump's beating these guys up, right? And then they start dropping out. And supposedly, if you're DeSantis people, yeah, I hate Donald Trump. Well, whatever. Okay. Ramaswamy, you could give his 6% to Trump, whatever it is. So if it's 53%, that gets Trump to 59. Christie's people don't like him, right? Asa Hutchinson, the governor of Montana, whoever, all of them dropped out. You would think that Trump wouldn't pick up anything. It would just be a real close race between him and Nikki Haley. But Trump moves into the 70% range. Now, look, you would say, well, Kevin, he only got 60% in, what was the last one? Not Nevada. South Carolina. He got 60%. And Nikki Haley got 39. So he's 21 points ahead of her. But, Kevin, that's not 70. Yeah, but Nikki Haley didn't really get 39%. She got a bunch of Democrats, and I don't know to what degree. I'm not going to try to speculate. But what I'll tell you is Trump probably got easily 70% in South Carolina in a state that where Nikki Haley was she's raised there. I don't know if she was born there, but she was raised there. Yeah, she had to be born there. And she had to be born somewhere in America. So he beat her on her home turf, probably around 70%. Then he goes to Michigan. And he gets 68.0, it's close enough to 70. And again, this is with people jumping on his back. He cleared her a minimum of 30 percentage points. So what is he really at? Here's my point to it. Donald Trump was only getting 53 to 56%. He's now getting solidly close to 70%. So for those who wonder, can he bring the votes? He had to bring more than Ramaswamy's votes. He had to pick up some Chris Christie votes. He had to pick up some DeSantis votes. The people that hated him. So what do you think is going to happen when Nikki Haley, I mean, she knows it's over. She's already pretty much said it. But what do you think is going to happen? He's going to pick up more votes. So when they these people try to tell you, oh, Donald Trump's unpopular, and by the way, the MAGA movement is unpopular, the MAGA movement that gave this man 93%, I'm voting for Trump, the guy who can easily get 70% of the Republican vote, that they call fringe. There's a small number of people in the Republican Party that's from McConnell. Rhinos will say, this is a small faction in the party that think that Donald Trump is it. You know what Nikki Haley came out and said the other day? She said, whether we kind of like it or not, it looks like the Republican Party is being dominated by Donald Trump. Really? Wow. You're just coming to that. And you want to be president. All Nikki Haley can do is try to make Donald Trump believe that without me, you won't bring my 20% or my 15% or whatever. And you know what Donald Trump's going to say? I'll get your 15% whether you like it or not. But I want to move on because there's a poll that came out for NBC. And here's what they said. The Black Lives Matter movement, they had total positive, total negative. And the Black Lives Matter movement was a minus 2%. 38% positive, 40% negative. Joe Biden, 38% positive, 48% negative. So he's a negative 10. Democratic Party, 36% positive, 46% negative. Republicans, 33% positive, 43% negative, for a negative 10. Donald Trump, 34% positive, 53% negative, for a negative 19. MAGA movement, 24% positive, 45% negative, for a negative 21. So, the two most popular things politically on the planet, certainly in America, get the highest negatives. Donald Trump is getting a higher negative than the, not as high of a negative than the actual thing that he started, which already tells you this thing is so skewed, it's ridiculous. But Joe Biden, the Republicans, and the Democrats are all in a negative 10, and Black Lives Matter, which rips off black people. And the people in charge are buying themselves multi-million dollar homes, but they only have a negative 2. You believe this? I don't believe it. I wrote about it. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And here's why. Trump has one advantage over Joe Biden that the left don't want you to know. I mean, he's got a bunch of them. But this is the one that is most glaring, and it happened in Michigan. Trump doesn't lose to uncommitted, but Joe Biden does. The Dearborn Free Press reported this. Here's what they wrote. A majority of Democratic presidential primary voters in Dearborn, home to large Arab American and Muslim communities, chose uncommitted over Joe Biden, according to the official results from the city. The defeat for Biden in a city he won in the 2020 presidential election against former President Trump comes after a ceasefire activist calls for using the ballot box to protest Biden's support for Israel amid its war with Hamas that killed tens of thousands of Palestinians. The uncommitted vote in Dearborn won 57%, while Joe Biden got 40%. It's an unofficial tally of every precinct in Dearborn posted on the city clerk's website. 17-point loss for Biden in the city's primary, not against an opponent, against uncommitted. 11,340 Dearborn voters, and y'all need to give you the breakdown. 57% uncommitted to Biden's 40%. Now, some people call it a protest vote, and they say, oh, it's all about Israel. Could be. Very well could be. I'm not speculating on that. I know the Muslim population doesn't like what's, I mean, I don't know what they would be mad about if Hamas attacks Israel, expect retaliation, but if you think it's heavy-handed, fine. I've talked to other people that feel Israel's being heavy-handed. I don't agree. If you attack me or my family, I'll show you heavy-handed. I'm not going to stop until I kill you. Now, there are people listening to this radio show going, well, Kevin, I think that that's a bit heavy-handed. Well, okay, fine. We can agree to disagree. But here's the way you never have to find out. Don't attack me. But if you do, I'm warning you, I've said this publicly to the new Black Panther Party and to many other people. I don't fight to fight. I'm going to kill you. So you better get it done. And as far as I'm concerned, Israel doing what they're doing is a person with my philosophy that says, get it done. I've always respected that about Israel. But you know what else? I've always respected that about other people. Because what they're telling you is, I'm not going to bother you. But if you bother me, it's don't think that you're going to get away with something. And that's what I respect about Donald Trump. Because that's what it takes to fight these people that we're up against, this scourge inside of our nation. So they want you to believe that Donald Trump can't get an audience when he has the most sticky audience. That's the word I always like to use, sticky. People that aren't going to abandon you because you say something wrong one day or you don't like the way they did this. Trump said something the other day that it was about black people vote for me because I've been to jail. Oh, he's racist. That's not racist. It's true. Black people will vote. You know why they said black people voted for Bill Clinton? Because he could play the saxophone and he was messing around with a chubby white girl. That's what they said about Bill Clinton. But none of the Democrats found that offensive. That's a hell of a lot more offensive to me than saying, oh, well, Donald Trump said, yeah, man, I got my street cred. You know, these people know I'm being attacked. I got credibility. That's a fact. I've said it myself. And could he say it with more tact? Probably. I don't even care. But let me tell you what. Joe Biden, what, you think it's just the Muslims in Dearborn that it's 57%? Let me tell you something. The majority of the Democrats and the majority of this country do not want Joe Biden. What you just saw happen in Dearborn is what would happen if this election were held today. Donald Trump would beat Joe Biden 57 to 40% minimum. They know that. When the $81 million vote man begs the press to report on his failures as good, you know he's on Skid Row. The fawning press has given Joe Biden every advantage he could have, but they're no longer looking over it anymore. They're asking him about his corruption, his age, his mental acumen. And it's not going to stop until the bitter end, and the bitter end is not good for Biden.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.